Madame la Présidente, bon, à mon tour.
Thank you, Chair. I also would like to extend a warm welcome to the delegation and to those of you who are following us online. I have three issues to raise. 4, 6, and 10. 4, 6, and 10. On, respectively, your National Human Rights Institution, NHRI, non-discrimination, and the rights of minorities, and voluntary interruption of pregnancy or abortion. Before I go to specifics, may I give you my impression about your relationship with treaty bodies. I have noticed in preparing that you were among the first states to assign and ratify the ICCPR and its first protocol and other conventions, as the head of delegation said to us earlier on. That's one thing. So, moving on now to our issues. Issue 4. I note with satisfaction the fact that you have an NHRI, it is accredited, and it has been given the A status by GANRI, the Global Alliance of National Human Rights Institutions. But I would like to ask you a number of questions thereon. First of all, on the composition of this National Human Rights Institution, the NHRI. We have been told that the NHRI is made up of some public officials. Are they on secondment from their official civil servant jobs, or are they fully fledged members of the NHRI, or are they representing their departments, their state departments? So how independent are these individual members? Now, also, how many complaints have you received since you submitted your report? And how did you process the complaints that the NHRI received? And what happened to the authors, regardless of the nature or the scale of the complaints? I have another question on the NPM, the National Prevention of Torture, the NPM. How many visits has the NPM been able to carry out? The reports of the NPM, can they be the reports of the NPM?